My very special guest is William, known only as William Donatello. And here's the thing. A journalist is like a chef. You can't reveal your sources. Right? I don't want people to know that. You know, when, if I'm telling you something and you ask me, who told you that or whatever, and I say, well, just one of my sources. I can't reveal who it is. It doesn't mean that the source is not credible. You're going to actually, the information usually is very, very credible, except this person that probably has a whole lot to lose by coming out and revealing themselves publicly. Like, for example, having their children kidnapped by the state. Do you understand? That's why journalists don't reveal their sources, because then their sources will feel that you've betrayed their confidence and they won't reveal anything to you again. Not to mention, their lives will be destroyed and it will be your fault if you reveal who it was. Okay? Just wanted to let people know that, just in case they think there's any form of mistransparency. You know, it's the same thing with people from Anonymous who come out wearing masks. A lot of people are saying, oh, these people are wearing masks, therefore we can't trust them or whatever. Just look at the information that they're telling you, mate, okay? You know that they're telling the truth because it checks out, regardless of whether or not you know who's saying it behind that mask.
That's right.
All right. All right, so, William, you're back, are you?
Absolutely. I'm here, Vinny.
All right. What do you feel about that statement I just made there?
I think you're absolutely correct, and it's just, I mean, I can understand people feeling, hesitant about people that don't want to reveal their true name. But, I mean, you know, people, we're families, we're fathers, we're mothers, we're sons and daughters. We care, you know, we're just people, but we've been trained to totally ignore that. I mean, there's people out there that are posting videos of, you know, themselves curing their cancer with this illegal drug in our country, you know, that's been demonised for so long. Yet people won't trust that. They'd prefer to trust the authorities and the system and what they say. They'll watch the nightly news and believe every word of it. Yet somehow we've been trained to not trust your neighbour next door that, you know, that's just cured themselves of cancer or a friend of cancer or whatever. It's a strange world, Finny. But unfortunately, people have to remain anonymous to protect themselves. You know, I mean, you don't go on the air saying I've just made the cure for cancer when you know they'd try to lock you in jail for doing that.
Well, and this is indeed when you know for a fact that they will lock you in jail for doing it, because that's everybody right. Who comes out and says that they've done this gets locked in jail.
That's right. And you know what? Joe Public, that will sit there and judge you for being anonymous, isn't going to come running and say, you know what, I'm not going to work today because you locked that guy in jail for doing a good thing. You know, they don't do that. They don't stop. You know, the system. They don't stop paying taxes. They don't go on protest. They're not going to care. You know, people that do care and want to help each other out, they're the ones that are going to get crucified, mate. If you same as under Mao Zedong, you know, it was the majority of Chinese people that done what they're told were fine. You know, there was millions massacred, but they were all the people that wanted to, you know, exercise their freedoms, their rights.
Well, the ones who exercise their freedoms, their rights, and you know what? We don't actually have any freedom, and we don't have any rights.
That's right.
Save there are actually three rights, that were guaranteed.
And that's built into the Australian culture as well, Vinny. I'm not sure about the New Zealand, but it seems to be built into the Australian culture that yeah. It's almost, you know, a consensus that, yep, that's the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, you've got three rights that are guaranteed. Guaranteed, okay? It's not written down, but these are your rights. Put up, shut up, or pay up.
That's right.
Okay? All the rest, you have to take by force.
Okay? Absolutely.
Now, force is defined under the Patriot Act as using your voice, using published material, or using physical force. All right? You really do have to take your rights by force. If you don't defend those rights that you think you have, you really don't have them at all.
That's right. Yeah, that's why it's, you know, a big interest of the government is to disarm any population. You look at any dictator right throughout history has always disarmed the public.
Well, they don't disarm them right away. They disarm them just before they exterminate them.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, Nazi Germany. First group of people to be discriminated against through legislation in Nazi Germany were homeschoolers. And then when everybody got indoctrinated into the mandatory public schooling, the very last group of people that they passed a law discriminating against were gun owners. And then they were able to exterminate them because they had a whole bunch of brainwashed kids to do their work for them.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the work of Rudolf Steiner. He was an amazing man with brilliant research. And yeah, he could have really contributed, I believe, to humanity in positive ways with what he came up with. You know, he studies in his field of research. During the Nazi times, he was hunted pretty much. I mean, there was a war on Steiner.
And practically painted a target on his back. You know,
that's right. Yeah, and what was he doing? Improving children. Making life better.
In making them less susceptible to mind control. And do you know what the word government means in the Latin?
Yeah, it's to control the mind or to guide or steer.
Yeah. Basically, govern means control and ment means mind. So the word government, mind control.
That's right. Yeah, it comes from gubernari and mentis.
So... has anybody else here been to a government school? You've been to a mind control school. Has anybody here ever listened to a government media? It's mind control media. Have you ever been to a government hospital? Mind control hospital. Come on!
Yeah.
Wake up! They're putting it right there in front of you.
Yeah. But see, Vinny, I believe this waking up is a personal thing. It's a personal realization that people need to come to, and that's what's going to defeat this whole, you know, BS that we've had to, we've had to worry about for such a long time. It's, I mean, our natural instinct when we care for each other and we love our families and so on, we want to be healthy, we want to be happy. These are the things, if you follow your heart, that are going to lead you to become self-empowered, because you have to, you know, you have to just to survive and to live healthy and without pain and suffering these days. That's just part of the parcel.
You're precisely correct. And, you know, the one thing that really frustrates me out of all human behaviour at the moment is the people who are good people who think that people are bad, that we're a cancer on this world, that people don't care about each other. They've lost their faith in humanity. Whereas if they were only to go out their door and ask their neighbour for a cup of sugar or something like that, they'd realise that their neighbour is a nice person who would give them that cup of sugar, even if it was their last cup.
Vinny, I'd never realised the program that had been in my head. I'd see big islanders or Maori-looking people earlier in life, and because they're naturally got a big physical, you know, stature, they're big in size, and some of them might have tattoos or whatever, automatically that the brain will label them as, you know, once for warrior sort of style, nasty things. And you talk to them, people, and all of a sudden, hey, bro, how are you, man? You know, they got the most beautiful, soft voices. They're, you know, they're funny. They're full of jokes and laughter. They're really family-orientated people. And, you know, it's just a program that's in our heads. What we need to do is break down our own personal programs. And the biggest program that needs to come down, I believe, is the authority. I mean, there's no such thing as authority. You are the authority on your life. You make every single decision and you reap the consequences. You know, and if you've got good intentions, then no one around you is going to want to even stop what you're doing.
It's precisely true. And I was just thinking about that yesterday, actually. It's funny you should mention that, about how well I get along with Maoris. And I was just thinking about, man, I actually have a lot more fun with Maoris than I do with most people.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, They're laughing a large majority of the time, making jokes and actually having fun. And what's interesting is they also are far more generous. They have a lot less than most people, but they give you what they have. And you see people who are like billionaires, millionaires, or whatever, who keep it all to themselves when to give somebody $10 on the street would cost nothing. Whereas I've met Maori people who have, you know, nothing, literally nothing, and still they're able to give something. You know, it's extraordinary how badly demonized these people are.
And that's not just the Maoris or anything either. I mean, you go traveling anywhere, the Philippines, I've traveled quite a lot to third world countries, and these communal cultures, the Chilean culture, South American, Latin America, they're beautiful, beautiful people that really, their foundation is their family. They have no age segregation. I mean, their young children interact with 70-year-olds as well as 30-year-olds, and it's a beautiful dynamic, but the Western mind wants to judge that program built into it as well.
It wants to separate us from each other.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Mayans who said, I am you, another me, or something to that regard. You know, everybody is really, in a lot of ways, a reflection of yourself. Even psychopathic scumbags reflect some of the worst part of yourself. And unless you acknowledge that those parts exist, you're going to lead yourself into trouble. That's William Donatello, thank you very much for your time and your wisdom on all of this, mate.
Thank you very much. It is. Thanks, Matt.
All right. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Please, by all means, if you support this broadcast, if you listen to it, go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and subscribe today for $5 a month. Please do it.